Hey there, this is Ethan with the Hair Relaxer Lawsuit Help Team. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Ethan. My name is
Hi,
Whitney Davis.
Hi there. So, were you interested in seeing if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer Lawsuit? Okay, perfect. Let's get started then. Now, you were just transferred over to me from a different representative, right?
My name's Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center.
Okay, gotcha. Well, thank you ahead, Anad. I'll go ahead and take it from here. And then, sorry, I actually didn't have the information pulled up here. Can you say that again one more time? Who am I speaking with here?
My name is Whitney Davis.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, again, this is Ethan, and we're on a recorded line here. We're going to see if we can help you with this hair relaxer lawsuit. So, I'm going to be your intake specialist. Just want to let you know ahead of time, I do apologize in advance. Most of these questions might seem familiar to you, but they do have to be restated for the sake of the recorded line. But let's get started here. So, you do want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney that's assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, can you confirm to me under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any law firm or attorneys, or signed any documents or packets of information for this suit, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and was it you or a loved one that was using hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Myself.
Gotcha. And were you diagnosed with a cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear that you've had to deal with all this. Was it endometrial cancer, uterine cancer, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer, gotcha. Again, I am really sorry to hear that you have had to deal with this. Do you know the subtype of the cancer diagnosis?
Clear cell, if I'm not mistaken.
You said carcinoid?
It was clear cell, like I can't even
Carcinoma.
I can't think of a pronunciation for it
Okay,
right
yeah, well,
now.
I can just read off some examples that I have listed here, and you let me know if any of them sound familiar, okay?
Okay.
So we have endometrioid adenocarcinoma, adenosquamous carcinoma, epithelial tumors, endometrioid carcinoma, clear cell carcinoma, mucinous
Clear
carcinoma.
cell carcinoma.
You said the carcinoma, was it clear cell or mucinous carcinoma? Clear cell,
Clear
gotcha.
cell.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And you did already mention that you would be filing this claim for yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay. When were you diagnosed with cancer?
That was, I want to say, January of 2019.
Okay, and I'm so sorry. The line is a little bit scratchy. Did you say January or July?
January.
January of 2019, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so January 2019. You're not sure of the exact day?
I want to say the third,
Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
if
just
I'm
your
not
best
mistaken.
estimate. Most of this doesn't need to be exact. So I'll go ahead and write down January 3rd of 2019. How old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was about 30.
You said 30?
Yes.
Okay. What was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Rebecca Jessel.
You said Rebecca, and what was her last name? Could you spell that for me?
JESSEL.
JESSEL. So I have Rebecca Jessel, that's spelled REBECCA, last name Jessel, JESSLE. Is that correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. And do you know the address or at least the name of the facility where you were diagnosed?
Bethesda Hospital, and the address is 2401 West Belvedere, Baltimore, Maryland, 21215.
Okay, let me go ahead and just Google that just to make sure I have the exact location or the exact address right here. So you said 2401 West Avenue, right?
No, West Belvedere
West Belvedere,
area.
gotcha. I'm sorry about that. I do apologize.
That's okay.
The quality of the call is a little bit poor on my end, so that's probably an issue I'll need to figure out later. You said 2401 West Belvedere Avenue in Baltimore, right? Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for confirming that. I'll go ahead and copy and paste that for us just to make sure I have it correct. And that's Sinai Hospital, right?
Yes.
Okay, I have their phone number here on their website as 410-601-9000. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, West Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Yes. Going to go ahead and punch this in here. I do apologize. I'm not the fastest typer, so bear with me here.
That's okay. Make sure you get to Belvedere because you forgot Belvedere.
Yeah, it's 2401 West Belvedere.
Belvedere.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Thankfully, I actually do have a system where I can punch in the address and it pulls up on Google Maps just so I know for sure it's correct. So that won't be too much of an issue as long as I double check with you.
Okay.
And then this is in Maryland. Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
And do you currently live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed, of course, in Maryland. I'm guessing you are still living there?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And now, were you using hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a year before you were diagnosed?
I feel like I have. I feel like I've been using it for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was more than 4 times a year.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. How many years were you using it for?
You want me to be honest? And I feel bad, but I'm still using it. I just, changed the brand.
Okay, yeah, I understand. And no, you're welcome to be honest with me. I mean, of course, there's never any judgment here. I'm just here to see if I can help you out with this. And you did say that you were using it, so you're sure you used it at least 4 times within a year before you were diagnosed, right?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times per year do you believe you use hair relaxer?
At the least 6 times a year.
At least 6 times. I'll go ahead and write down 6 then. Does that sound correct to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you did already mention to me that you were diagnosed at Sinai Hospital, the one on Belvedere Avenue, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go ahead and punch that down in one more time. Sinai Hospital of Baltimore. Okay. And you are currently a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your birthday?
September 6, 1988.
Okay, you said September 6. Did you say 1988 or 98?
88.
September 6, 1988.
Yes.
Gotcha. And now, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome as well?
Not breast cancer, but they seem like lumps in my breast, and they're checking on them now.
Okay, yeah. So were you ever diagnosed with Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, gotcha. And then additionally, did you happen to know anyone else, any friends, family, loved ones, etc., that might possibly need help with this?
When I say my whole family, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so in any case then, what I'll do when we're finished with this intake, I'll send you a text message with my personal number, and then you're welcome to share that with anyone else who might need help, and they can call me, and we'll see what we can do, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and make sure and make a note of that, and I'll be sure to send you that text message afterwards. And how old were you when you first started using hair relaxer?
I want to say about 15.
You said 15?
Yes.
Okay. And you were using hair relaxer in Maryland?
Yes.
Gotcha. Do you remember the date you started using hair relaxer?
I want to say about May of 2000.
Okay, you said May. Sorry, I'm making sure I heard you correctly. You said May of 2000?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and write down May of 2000. Actually, you know what? You did say you were 15 when you started using it, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember what year it was when you were 15? If my math is correct, sorry, I'm not great at math either, but I think that would be 2003?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. 2003. And you did say that you are still using hair relaxer, right?
Yes.
Okay, it is asking for a date in which you stopped using hair relaxer, so I'll just put that down as today, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And how often were you using these products? Was it weekly or monthly?
Monthly.
Monthly, gotcha. Okay. And between 2003 to now, were you using it that entire time, all those consecutive years?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and put down you've used it for 21 consecutive years. Does that sound correct to you?
Okay. That sounds correct.
Okay, and were you getting hair relaxers just in your home, or did you go to salon? Maybe both?
Yeah.
Both of those?
Both.
Okay, gotcha. So since you were using at home, what stores were you buying hair relaxer from?
There was Superior Hair Depot 410.
Okay, sorry. Could you spell that out, that name for me? I'm sorry.
Superior Hair Depot
Okay, you said
410.
so Superior Hair Depot, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you for that. And you said you were getting it done as a, at a salon as well, right?
Yeah, when I said just different salons, and it's like I couldn't even tell you the names of them because it wasn't like I went to them consecutively. I did it more so at home than going to the salon, just maybe like once a year for my birthday.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. In any case, do you happen to remember any names or addresses of the salons you did go to?
No,
Okay, yeah, and that's
and that's a
perfectly fine.
shame.
Yeah, no, and don't worry too much
I
about that.
apologize.
Yeah, no worries at
Okay.
all. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles of hair relaxer?
I probably could find a receipt, but these would be more so of the recent ones and my like older ones because it just wasn't that often that I would hold on to a receipt.
Okay, gotcha. But you still might have some of these, or I would assume you have bottles in your possession currently. You did say you're still using it, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And what brands were you using of hair relaxer?
We used African Pride, Dark and Lovely. Now we're on to gentle treatment.
Gotcha. Okay, so you said African Pride, Dark and Lovely, right? And okay, so were you using both of those the entire time, or was there a specific time frame where you used one or the other?
It was just one or the other.
Okay, I see. So you were using both on and off, so for about
Yeah.
those whole 20 years?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Let me go ahead and punch that down in. And just want to confirm I heard you correctly. You said Dark and Lovely and African Pride, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product for at least a year? Now, of course, the answer is yes, right? You did mention that already.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. Dark and Lovely, African Pride, used both the entire 21 years. Oops, 21 years, yes. And okay. And was there ever a period where you stopped using hair relaxer during that time?
No.
Okay, gotcha. And when did you first become aware of the connection between hair relaxer and your diagnosis?
This was, I want to say recently, because now like they've got all of these commercials and everything.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, do you think it was like maybe a month ago, a few months ago?
I want to say a few months ago.
Okay, in that case, I'll go ahead and put down what's a few months ago, maybe September of this year.
Yes.
Okay, I'll put September 1st, 2024. Does that sound correct to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of treatments were you receiving for your cancer?
They did chemo injections and a complete hysterectomy.
Okay, so chemo injections and hysterectomy, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Again, I am sorry to hear that you've had to deal with this. How are you doing now? Are you cancer-free to this day?
Yes.
Okay, wow, that's good. I'm really glad to hear that. And again, hopefully we can help you at least get compensation for everything you've had to deal with in the past. Do you remember what date you started getting treatment?
I want to say January about the 15th of 2019.
Okay, January 15th, 2019, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. And was it the same doctor that treated you? Was it the same Rebecca Jessel?
Yes.
Okay. And was it the
Okay.
same hospital as well and facility?
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to confirm that's Rebecca Jessel, and that's going to be the same 2401 West Belvedere, right?
Yes.
Okay. Going to go ahead and copy and paste that one more time. Thank goodness for Google, my best friend.
Yes.
Okay. Give me just a second here. Again, I do apologize. Even amongst all the copy and pasting, I'm still not the fastest typer and clicker.
Look, it's okay. You'll get it together.
Yeah, thank you for your patience. I really do appreciate it. And
Listen,
can you,
that's all we've got. It's time.
yeah, definitely. And then before being diagnosed with cancer, did you have any other pre-existing conditions, like, for example, diabetes, any previous cancer, etc.?
No.
Okay, gotcha. And for the recording, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
What is your marital status?
Separated.
Separated, gotcha. Okay. And then your ethnicity is African American?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your height and weight at the time of diagnosis, to the best of your knowledge?
I want to say 5'3" because I've been 5'3" forever, and I want to say probably about 245.
Okay, 245. Gotcha. 5'3". Yeah, I'm 5'5" currently. I'm 22 right now, and I've been 5'5" ever since I was, honestly, I think 12 or 13. So I don't think I'm getting any bigger anytime soon.
Right.
Yeah. And then, as it would appear on your birth certificate, can you spell your first, middle, and last name for me?
On my birth certificate. So because I got married, I think they changed it over, but
Oh, you
I
know
think
what?
it is
Yes, that's
last.
correct. That's correct. Yeah. So just spell your first, middle, and last name for me as it would be currently.
Whitney, Whitney, middle initial is M as in Mary. Last name Davis, Davis.
Okay. Just want to confirm I spelled that correctly. You said your first name is Whitney, Whitney. Your middle initial is M as in Mary, and your last name is Davis, Davis, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a suffix in your name? For example, are you a junior or a senior?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No.
Gotcha. And what is your social?
215 235571.
Okay, you said 21. Sorry, I'm so sorry. The for some reason this field is only asking for, actually, what is just the last four?
5571.
You said 5571, correct? Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I'm not sure why. Usually we do ask for the full one, but for some reason this field is only letting me put in the last four, so I guess that's what they're going with now. And currently, do you have health insurance coverage?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your provider name?
Riverside, if I'm not mistaken.
Sorry, could you spell that for me?
Riverside, RIVERSIDE.
VERFIDE, correct?
Riverside for the I
Oh,
think that's what it is.
did you say verified?
No, it's Riverside, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, there. Yeah, and I do apologize. Just bear with me. I'm sorry. For some reason, I feel like the phone
Okay.
signal is a little bit scratchy, so I am having some trouble hearing you. I'll just go ahead and Google it, actually, just to make sure I have the right spelling of it. So give me just a second. Okay. Sorry about that, Whitney. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, sorry. I went ahead and actually changed something on my speaker just to make sure I can probably hear you better. Could you say again what the provider name of your health insurance was?
It was Riverside at one point, but I think it's like Amerigroup now.
Okay, you said Verified, right?
Amerigroup.
Okay, gotcha. Do you happen to know the provider group number or your provider policy number? If not, that's okay.
I don't have it with me.
Okay, gotcha. And what's the best email to reach you at?
Whit Davis, WHITDAVIS, 052@gmail.com.
Okay, you said Whit Davis, and then what came after that?
052.
Gotcha.
At Gmail.
Okay, so I have WHITDAVIS 052@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and what is the best phone number to reach you at?
443-469-7620.
Okay, you said 443-469-7620.
Yes.
Okay, and is this your smartphone or is it a home phone?
This is my cell phone, smartphone.
Your phone, gotcha. And do you prefer to be called, texted, or reached by email?
I would rather be text or phone call.
Gotcha. And is there a preferred time, morning, afternoon, or evening that you would like us to reach out?
Afternoon is good.
Okay, gotcha. And what's the best address to reach you at?
3508 Virginia Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21215.
Okay, you said 3508 Virginia Avenue, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the city? You said Baltimore, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I have 3508 Virginia Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21215.
Yes.
Okay, and is this a house or is there an apartment number?
It's a house.
Gotcha, okay. And do you have any documentary or medical records that show your date of diagnosis?
No, I don't have it with me.
Okay, yeah, so you don't have it with you, but you know they would exist at the hospital, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay, and do you happen to have a copy? Oh, wait, no, you just said, so you don't have a copy of your medical records on hand, right?
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. Now, we're actually almost done here. The last thing I need is I just need an emergency contact. This is just in case anything happens to you and we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. So it's very rare that we ever do reach out to them. It's a just in case kind of thing. Is there anyone that you want to use as an emergency contact?
Yes.
Okay. And what is their name?
His name is Davon Carter. His phone number is 443-635-7848.
Okay, so you said 443-635-7848, correct?
Yes.
And I'm so sorry, could you spell his name for me as well?
D-A-V-O-N. Last name Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R.
You said V-A-V-O-N Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R.
It's D as in dog. A-V-O-N.
D as in dog.
Last name was correct.
Okay, gotcha. Yes. D as in dog, A as in apple, V as in Victor, O-N.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. And who is this person to you?
That's my boyfriend.
Gotcha. Okay. And alrighty, looks like we're actually just about done here. Last thing I'm going to do is I'm just going to go over a quick checklist, run through everything just for a minute. So I'm going to read off a few items, and if anything sounds wrong, just go ahead and stop me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me go ahead and just open up my form here. Give me just a second. Sure. Alrighty, so we did, of course, confirm that you do not have an attorney already for this, and you've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you. We did confirm also that you were diagnosed with cancer, and that would be ovarian cancer, specifically clear cell carcinoma. You did confirm that you are interested in participating in this lawsuit. We did confirm that you were diagnosed at least 2 years after using hair relaxer for a full year. You did use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a year. You were diagnosed within the statute of limitations, which in your case for Maryland is 2019, so that is correct. And you were using hair relaxer within the past 20 years. And your diagnosis did come between 2005 to the present day. Okay, yeah, that all sounds correct. Lastly, all I'm going to do is I'm going to start drafting up some documents, and then I'm going to read off your personal information one more time as well. And would you prefer to receive these documents via email or text message?
Either one is fine. I'm going to say text, though.
Okay, gotcha. I'll go ahead and send it to both of them just in case. So now I'm just going to go ahead and submit on my end in terms of drafting, and then I'm going to read over this one more time. Just going to take an extra minute because I want to make sure all your information is without a doubt correct. That way you don't have to go through and sign all this again so I can get out of your hair and not make this easy for you, okay?
Okay.
So yeah, give me just a second. I have your documents pulled up right here. I see it's under Whitney M. Davis. Going to go ahead and take a quick look at these drafts. Agree and continue. Okay, so your name is Whitney M. Davis. We did confirm the spelling. Your address is 3508 Virginia Avenue. That's going to be Baltimore, Maryland, 21215. Your phone number is 443-469-7620. Your email address is witdavis052@gmail.com. I have your date of birth as 1988, and that's September 6th. The last four of your social is 5571. And already, everything looks good to me on my end. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hit send, and you're going to see something pop up on your text message with a link for you to go ahead and sign these documents, okay?
Okay.
And okay. Actually, you know what? Give me just a second. I forgot to put my email on this document, so let me go ahead and do that for you. Wait, no, just kidding. It's all good. It's all good. Okay, okay. I'm going to click send now, and you should be receiving something momentarily.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, yes. So whenever you see that link, go ahead and click it. It's going to prompt you to sign a few different fields. It's going to ask for a few initials, I believe, as well. Once you're done, it'll say finish on the top right. And then when you finish signing, it'll send those documents a copy to your email as well.
Okay.
And I'll be here with you, of course, the whole time as well. So if you need any help, just let me know.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm finished. It says you're done signing.
Okay, yeah, I actually just received it on my end, so I'll go ahead and give it a once over and make sure everything went correctly, because sometimes the technology makes mistakes, so I just want to make sure all the signatures map to the right spots, yada, yada, you know the deal.
Okay.
And alrighty, well, everything looks good on my end then, Mrs. Whitney. I really do appreciate your time. So from here on out, now that you've done sign these documents, the attorneys that we partner with that will be representing you for this case should be reaching out to you most likely sometime within the next several days. They're going to give you a call similar to this one where all they need to do is just very quickly verify that everything that we talked about is correct. And then from there on out, that should be just about everything you need to do. They'll handle the rest.
Okay. And how long does something like this normally take?
That is a very good question. Legally, I'm not allowed to give you an exact time frame, but I will say for these tort cases in general, sometimes it can take a year. But I do know in a lot of cases, there are some settlements getting paid out, I do believe. I'm not 100% sure for this case. That would be a better question for the attorneys we partner with. They'll be able to give you the best answer for this.
Okay.
Yeah. Either way, though, the good news is because the attorneys that we partner with will be handling this, regardless of how long it takes, all you need to do is wait.
Okay.
So yeah, and again, lastly, I'm just going to go ahead and send you a text message like I did mention before. I'm going to send it to your number, and it's going to be from a 949 number. That is the line that goes to my desk. That's my personal number. So if I have any important updates for you, I'll let you know. If you have any questions, you can also call or text me. And again, feel free to share that number as well with anyone, any of your friends and family that you know might need help, okay?
Okay.
So yeah, alrighty. In any case,
I'm getting ready to send your number to all of my sisters. Like, and I don't think they're gonna believe me when I tell them, like, you know, the stuff that we've been going through is
really
just because of the hair relaxer.
Yeah, were they ever diagnosed with reproductive cancer as well?
I'm not sure. I think at least two of them have been.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, yeah, if that is the case, definitely make sure that you give them my number, and I'll do everything I can to help them and make sure they can get compensation too, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And so I'm just going to go ahead and send a text message to your 443 number. I'm assuming that's the best number to text you at, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So I'll go ahead and just write this up now. So while we're still on the call, I'll just type something up and I'll just make sure that you've received it, because sometimes they don't go through.
Okay,
this is Ethan with the Hair Relaxer Lawsuit Help Team. Here is my personal line, comma, feel free to reach out, call, or text with any questions or concerns, comma, and do be sure to share my number with anyone else you know that might need help with this. Period. Okay. And send. So just let me know if you receive that text as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, gotcha. Well, in any case then, Whitney, again, I really do appreciate your patience and your time. That's all I needed from you today. Again, just a reminder to be looking out from that next call from our attorney partners, most likely in the next several days. And I do wish you all the best, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. You take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.